beauty
and the truth. Bring you the ignorant
and the real. Am I doing it right?
I think so.
Yeah.
You're giving a good effort.
Yeah.
That's good. Chesapeake ass.
We just say hello from where I'm from.
Hi.
Hello there. No, I'm just joking. Beauty in the Trail looks really good.
What's up?
Yeah, man. Listen, a lot of you probably missed it, but like we had a whole episode last week featuring Young Crazy. We didn't really let people know, like, talking about. But yeah, go check out that episode. Young Crazy. You know, he was talking to us about what's a real nigga and what's not. Yeah.
Before you listen to this shit right now, go listen to last week's.
That's right. Pause it right here.
Yeah.
Bye. All right?
All right.
But if you heard it, hey, what's up? Let's get into this episode. Key essay. Today's key essay, I kind of tweeted it, but you know, I want to get a little bit more into it. That, you know, if you are a believer in Christ, or whatever. I know it's trendy now to not believe in Christ. Like, that's the new thing. Like, oh, Jesus Christ isn't real. Okay, cool. But if you are a believer and if you read your word, then you should know, women, ladies, that the Bible says the man who finds a wife finds a good thing. He finds a treasure and he also finds favor with the Lord. Mm-hmm. It don't say, girl, when you find a husband, you find favor, they don't say nothing about what we find, because we don't find nothing. We sit, we look pretty, and we get found. Okay? So
don't shoot your shot?
I ain't saying all that. I ain't saying don't shoot your shot, but at the same time, men like to hunt. You said it before on the podcast. People really remember you saying that. That stuck with some people. Men are hunters. They love to hunt. Let them do that. Let them hunt. I used to be, I'm not going to tell you don't shoot your shot. That's not my place.
Sometimes you got
to
lead a nigga there.
Right. That's not my ministry to tell you what to do, what not to do. But please trust me, because I used to be an adamant believer, an adamant shooter or whatever. I won't say adamant, but I used to shoot. But please believe me, when you sit and look pretty and worry about your coins and worry about you, the nigga's going to come and he's going to come hard. Okay. So that is my key essay. Sit, look pretty, and let the nigga find you. You the treasure, mama. You the gem. You the whole package. Look at you. Look at you. Girl, you was cute. I see you, girl. Yes, you stay in your prayer closet, boo, and you pray for that man. You write down what you want in a husband or whatever. Don't be pressed. Just write down what you want in a husband and be like, boom, okay, whatever. Whenever he comes, that's when I'll know. Pray on it a little bit, you know. Like I said, don't be pressed. And boom, that nigga will come and he will find you, boo, boo. And when he do, he's going to put a rock on that finger and he's going to find favor with the Lord. Amen.
Good word.
Hallelujah. All right. So that's been your key essay. Look pretty. Get found. All right. Moving right along. What'll be coming next? Bump a dump? Yeah. Bump a dump.
The Shade, right? Or Bump a Dump?
Yeah. We'll
you got it on your thing. So
Bump a Dump is right next. Yeah.
Eli got us with some music.
Hey, Eli.
Oh, yeah. What up? It's your boy Westside Eli checking in with your bumper dump for the week. What's good, beauty? What's up, Trill? All right, man, let's get right to it. So we had another good weekend full of music, man. A lot of singles, but I'm going to focus on a couple of interesting things this week. So just to knock this out the way, NERD released another single called 1000 featuring Future. We can go ahead and dump that. Sounds annoying. Smino, the Anita remix, man, with T-Pain on there. That shit been going up for the last couple weeks, especially since it dropped. I try to put y'all on the Smino. If you ain't on it by now, now's a real good time, man. Catch up. It's still plenty of time to get on the bandwagon. But yeah, listen to that joint, Anita remix with T-Pain. And T-Pain's joint, if you ain't listening to that, I told you about that last week, man. Go listen to it. It's called Oblivion. Let's see. So, a couple of diss records put out this weekend. Kind of crazy, from like OGs in the game. Mace and Cameron are beefing. Out of nowhere. Whatever. It's kind of strange if you ask me. But I think Mace got the better of it, man. He's got his diss record's called The Oracle. And he dropped that joint over one of Hov's old beats from, I forget which album that joint was on. And Cameron's joint was called Dinner Time. But Mace Mace is a better rapper, man. He just is. Like, Cam, if it's a rap battle, Cam doesn't stand a chance going against Mace. But Mace came with the heat on that. Y'all probably heard them joints already. And I would like to formally apologize for this next one because I gave it a premature dump almost. Like, I didn't think that it was going to be anything close to what it actually is. But this Fabulous and Jadakiss tape, Friday on Elm Street. Guys, I'm sorry if I kind of steered you in the wrong direction with my negative perception of where this was going to be. But I retract my entire statement. That joint is fire. Top to bottom. The one, I would say the weakest link on the joint is the one with Future. Because it sounds kind of fluffy compared to everything else. But Fab and Jada, they go at it, man. I'm sorry, Jadakiss. I apologize, OG. Forgive me. Because I didn't know you had it in you still, man. I apologize. Y'all, go listen to this Friday on Elm Street. If you like rap, y'all already know what Fab can do because he's still putting out stuff. But Jadakiss came with some old Kiss with the heat, man. And Kiss definitely, I gotta give, like, if it's a battle between the two of them, I think Kiss got it, man. Fab got the, you know, the pop culture references and everything, but straight bars, Jadakiss got him on that, man. So yeah, that's all I got for this week. I think I missed one joint this week. I didn't get a chance to listen to it because I was at work because it was Black Friday and all that. Dude named Black Bear, some white kid with pink hair. I told y'all about him a little bit early this year. He got a joint with 2 Chainz. I told you to skip the 2 Chainz verse because the rest of the song is dumb. His album, he's got a lot of features on there. I might let y'all know about it next week. Just look. I mean, if I got to go off of what that last song was, the album probably a dump and the features are probably fire. But yeah, y'all judge for yourselves. I'm going to go take an actual listen to it next week when I get a chance. But yeah, if you want to argue about this music, man, holler at me on Twitter, dog. I'll argue about it with you. Just Westside Elo. You can search the whole thing. _ get money. Until next week, I'll holler at y'all.
Only thing I know that dropped was Fabulous and Jadakiss.
Oh, yeah. I meant to hear that.
I know Elo got us with some,
yeah,
with some better stuff.
All right. Thanks, sir. Appreciate ya. Mm-hmm. All right. No shade. So today's no shade. Naya Rivera.
Woo. Crazy, man.
Yeah. She's pretty crazy. And Sean tried to tell y'all, like he posted, I told y'all, niggas. Like, he really did try to tell you. I remember back in 2014-ish, you know, when they broke up their engagement, he said that she broke a lamp. Or sources said that
when she broke up with him? When he broke up with her?
No, when they was just arguing, yeah. And he went to dinner, or he sat, not to dinner. He hung out with a woman that she didn't give him permission to hang out with. So she broke a lamp and, you know, whatever. So he was saying that she was very possessive, very jealous, and crazy. Like, he tried to tell us. So anyway, fast forward, we know that she just got arrested for domestic battery after putting her hands on her husband. This is the same nigga now that she married on the same day and in the same dress she was supposed to marry Big Sean with. Yeah, so they had broke up, and then 3 months later she got married on that same exact day with this new nigga.
Because I think
in that dress,
wasn't she like with him before or some shit like that?
I don't. I mean, she had to be, because where you find a nigga that want to marry you in 3 months on the same day? Like, dang, okay,
that's not in the military,
right? You know what? I already got this date. Let's go ahead and get this popping. So anyway, his name is Ryan Dorsey.
When did he call the police on her?
He did, and she busted his lip. Now let me tell you something. I'm sure this was not the first time that she was putting hands on him. But can you imagine a man in this world that we live in? A man is being abused. Physically, she's probably, you know, emotionally and mentally abusing him as well, like saying like crazy stuff to him, like, you a little bill, you know what I mean? Like, she was probably abusing this man, and then he finally probably was like, okay, I'm gonna call the police. But I'm sure that wasn't his first instinct, because, you know, he probably thinking like, niggas gonna laugh at me, you know what I mean? Like, who will ever believe me? Like, maybe I'm not man enough to handle her. Like, I could just imagine what was going through this man's psyche as he was putting up with her BS. So he called the cops on her and was saying that, you know, she had a little bit too much to drink. And the audio says that he said, quote, my wife's out of control. she's getting physical, end quote. So, Ryan's dad was also there during the altercation. Like, she needs help. This girl needs help. I think women like this, I don't know, like, you definitely have a problem, and your problem is just as big as if a nigga was putting his hands on a woman like that. Like, I look at it the same way. Keep your hands to yourself. Like, we can really get into it, because a lot of people think, like, a woman, you know, can do anything, and a man should never put his hands on a woman. Yeah. I absolutely believe.
Give me my face, I promise you I'm coming back with a two-piece. And a
biscuit. Absolutely I believe that half.
And the, call your brother, your uncle, and we can get them fucked up, too.
Awesome.
War.
With that statement, I do believe the B portion, that a man should never put his hands on a woman. But I also believe that a woman should not be putting her hands on a man.
That's not my face. You want to hit me? It's not hit me in the chest or some shit.
Keep
I ain't
your hands
in the chest.
To yourself. Everybody keep your hands to yourself. Like, sure. Who you think you are putting your hands on this individual, man or woman, and not expect to get hit back? You bust the lips and think that this nigga not... He's better than most of niggas. Because you
if
bust
it was
the
a
lips...
Nigga. She would've got her shit.
She would've got her jank rocked. Rocked.
She hit the right one.
He called the police.
Dude played it. Hey, he played it real Caucasian. And
he played it really, really Caucasian. Because just think, if she would've busted a nigga lip, a nigga would've two-pieced her, she probably would've been knocked out and then got up and called the police. And then now he's in the wrong, mm-hmm. because she got a black eye and he only got a busted lip. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I'm gonna... what's the one I'm looking for? I'm going to shake the table a little bit. But Rihanna and Chris Brown, of course, what he did was horrible. But
what are you saying here?
I heard she was the aggressor. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you saw that documentary, I believe what he was saying. I heard that she was wilding. Like, she threw his keys out the window mm-hmm. to the car. She was scratching up his CDs.
So she was wilding. She is from the island.
She was kicking him. He said that he was holding her back for a little bit, and then, you know, he just blacked out. No excuse whatsoever. You should not put your hands on a woman. But like, do you see what she was doing? Like, what? I don't know. I'm just really adamant about that. Ho, keep your hands to yourself. Don't
because
nobody touch nobody.
Because he's going
to
do more damage than you're doing.
Absolutely.
To
him. Do you really think you can take on this man? Why would you continue to poke a bear?
Yeah. And that's why shit will look crazy like it is. Like
always,
she was hitting me too. You probably not even really gonna see the
always,
but because when he hits you, when he goes off on your ass, this shit gonna look 100 times worse.
Absolutely. So parents, tell your little girls, raise your little girls to not put her hands on a man, because I can guarantee you this, and I know for a fact there are parents that are raising their boys to hit a woman back if a woman hits them. Like, I don't care who it is, hit her back. So yeah, let's teach everybody to keep their hands to themselves. Okay, alrighty. Ryan,
said for six people, we said how much?
I'm scared. For six people is $108.
You have me excited about this shit all day. You said $108 for six people.
Yeah, $108 for six people.
Okay.
But you can copy and paste what I told you.
Oh yeah, true.
So I told Vic about it. We getting a section somewhere in DC for NYE. And my other friend wasn't really feeling it, so we was going to do another move, but Vic trying to get two more people.
Yeah,
we'll see.
We're going to make it happen.
But continue on with no shade. Ryan Leslie, you know we love him. Love him, love him, love him. So, you know, we haven't really heard from him because he's been going through some stuff. So a while back, we already know that he lost his laptop, you know, years ago. A little bit of the backstory, you know, he lost his laptop overseas and it has some unreleased music on the laptop. So he offered $1 million as a reward for anyone who found it. But the problem is the guy who found it never got his $1 million. Okay. So according to At Blast, a man by the name of Armin Augstein found Ryan's laptop and returned it to him. But Armin says that when he returned the laptop, Ryan says that when Armin returned the laptop, none of Ryan's music was actually on the laptop.
Hmm.
So obviously, you know, Ryan Leslie was like, "Nah, I'm not paying you, my nigga. Like, what the world?" So the case was taken to court, and the jury ordered for Ryan Leslie to pay the guy who found the laptop $1.18 million in damages. But in a calculated business move, Ryan Leslie filed for bankruptcy right after the judgment, okay? So just last week, it looks like court documents were filed and calls for, quote, all interest in Leslie's musical rights and future royalty payments to Augstein for songs he produced, wrote, or recorded, end quote. That's crazy. The deal reports that the guy who found the laptop will be entitled to $538,000 from royalties. What? If after 6 years, he has still not had gotten his... gotten at least $300,000, he'll still have rights over Ryan's music until he hits that mark. That is insane to me.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Because you found his laptop?
Because, nigga, you found my laptop. It didn't have nothing up there. And because I didn't give you the $1 million, now you have rights to my music?
Yeah, rights to his music. That's retarded. The law is crazy.
The law is crazy. It's, anyway. So, yeah, that's that, okay? All right. So, I love it when we, as black people, we erase white history. I just love it, okay?
Oh, yeah, I heard about this one.
Mm-hmm. So, for the first time ever in Grammy history, ever, no white male solo artists were nominated for Album of the Year. Bruh, that is, like, so huge. You know what I mean? Because the Grammys be, like, set up to, like, the Grammys, the Emmys, the Oscars, these types of award shows are really, they really celebrate whiteness to me, personally.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a lot of backlash last year when Beyonce took home Album of the Year. No. She wasn't. She didn't take home Album of the Year. Adele did. And everybody was like, oh my God. So they were saying, you know, it's a lack of diversity and a lack of inclusiveness. And all that stuff. So, I mean, I guess they're trying to step into the right direction, but whatever. Okay, so congratulations to everybody who is nominated. Really quick, Kendrick Lamar, Childish Gambino, Jay-Z, Bruno Mars, and Lorde are a part of history. They all are nominated for the highly coveted Album of the Year title, and it's the first time in the 58-year history of Grammys that no white male solo artist has been nominated for this category. Okay, boom, said that already. All right, Kendrick Lamar, Childish Gambino, Jay-Z, Bruno Mars, and Lorde. Boom, boom. A white girl and black men and a Puerto Rican guy. Love it. All right, that's been your No Shade. Uh-huh. What about the moves? Any moves?
Work. I don't think I'm on nothing this weekend. I'm about to work this overtime and get all this bread. Christmas is coming up, so.
Christmas is coming up.
Yeah.
Christmas coming up, NYE coming up. This is like my first year of really spending money on New Year's Eve because I be in church.
Yeah. I'm excited. We're going to have fun.
Yeah, if we can find two other people.
Regardless, if, you know, we have other moves, we'll.
Yeah, you're right. Any moves really is going to be.
We're going to turn up. I'm set on it. I put an outfit together in my head today, so. I'm going somewhere. I'm going some motherfucking where.
All right. Okay.
So everybody just keep grinding. Like I said, I don't got no moves.
That can roll into who's hiring.
Yeah. Still seasonal, malls, stores.
You suck.
Warehouses. Amazon is hiring.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't really take the time. Because, I mean, at this point.
So what?
You need to regroup and get ready for the new year.
I mean,
but yeah, the mall is hiring. The Foot Locker hiring. No, pretty much all the stores in the mall hiring for seasonal help. Amazon is still hiring.
You could say Foot Locker.
And yeah, and I'll put some more. If I come across anything, I will be sure to put it on the page so y'all can get that coin. And the Block, of course, is always hiring.
That good old Block.
Yeah.
Never let you down.
Ever.
Okay. Of course, unless you're shot on it.
Yeah,
then, or arrested on it, then it kind of lets you down. But
bad,
you know,
luck. But yeah.
Yeah. All right. Topic of the day: what and who we want to leave behind in 2017.
Okay. Yeah. This is coming up on December. It's pretty much an assessment period.
Yeah. I just want to throw this out here. We have two more episodes, and then that's season two. We're gonna wrap up season two and come back season three.
We're running laps around these other podcasts. We are going on our third season.
Are we running laps or niggas, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we're on a second season. Does anybody else have two seasons?
A lot of people have like 50 episodes.
But they don't have two seasons.
Okay, my bad.
They didn't take
Right.
Running laps.
Okay. I'm with you. I got it. So, yeah. Who we want to leave behind in 2017?
Things, people. It's a lot of the shit.
Okay.
Who you want to leave?
I want to leave.
I want you collectively, everybody. Not even just you. Some things a lot of us need to
just leave everything. Just leave it here and move on brand spanking new. Right now I would want to leave unmeaningful and unpurposeful relationships.
Talk about it.
Relationships.
This is huge. We might can just say this and then just leave.
And just end the show. You know what I mean? Boom, bow. Put a pin in it.
Expound upon this.
You know what? I'm just at an age, you know, for women, and sometimes for men, but for women, you had these girlfriends, quote unquote, that kind of fill spots and, you know, they make you feel warm and fuzzy when you guys go out. They drink with you. If you smoke, they smoke with you. You know, they know how to have a good time. They'll twerk with you. But are they adding substance to your life? Are you telling me, like, can I pray with you? Can you pray for me when I can't even pray for myself because I'm so much in pain? Can you accept the prayer that I'm going to give you? Are we calling each other and checking up on each other? Are we spending time? Are we just adding value to each other's lives, either a little bit or a lot? Because, you know, every single friend can't be like the closest, bestest friend. But yeah, man, if you ain't doing that, then we're good. Even on the dating scale, like, I don't have this problem, but I definitely wrote on my list of goals this year was to date purposefully.
You did.
Like,
you won.
Niggas, we ain't about to be like just having a good old time. Like,
yeah,
a good time is great, but less a good time towards what? You know what I mean? I'm old at this point. Like,
tired.
We tired.
I'm tired.
Right? I pay my dues in the play on the playground. Like, I'm done that. I had a good time. Now it's time to really go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So unpurposeful, unmeaningful.
Yeah. Because a lot of people need to be left behind. There's a lot of cornball shit that goes on. A lot of people not really your friends talk about. Just a lot of, like, I feel like going into the new, I mean, I feel like, you know, I cut people off. Like, I'm not waiting to do that, but.
Right.
Like, people who have your good circle and then other people just only hitting you up to go out or. Because I've seen, like, people will hang out with you and then go on the timeline and talk about your other people. Like, these people aren't your friends.
They're not.
And I see a lot of weird friendships that be coming upon them. Like, y'all, like, what
is it?
Like, what is your common denominator here?
Right.
Like, shit whack. And I'm really not for it. I've always really been one who didn't really like new friends anyway. Like, even with my friend, like, I know my homie had hit me up. They told me to come over. He was over to somebody else's house, and I'm in my mind, and I didn't go because in my mind I just wanted to be over my friend's house. I didn't really want to hang out with. I'm really like I just wanted me and my close friends. Like, I just wanted to be us. Like, I'm unless like the relationship is going to be of some sort of a benefit as you know, like a networking or some shit like that. We can do that, but just new friends and shit like that and all that shit. I'm not really for that. I know I'm good with who I know now. And like I said, unless it's like a business relationship or something like that, we can do that. But as far as just hanging out with a bunch of new people,
right,
shit like that, unless
but
some
you
new
know what, I don't
like
even have an issue with new people. New friends are okay; they okay. But sometimes, not no fake new stuff. If you come, my quota has been reached. So if you gonna come around here, then you gotta be meaningful. Yeah. Like, you about to add something to my life. Also, I think you should leave people behind that don't. What's the word I'm looking for? Don't have themselves together and they don't want to get themselves together. Mm. And I'm not even talking about, you know, on a materialistic thing that, like, they're not making money. But, like, if the person is moving foul and they do foul things and then you kind of tell them about themselves, like, girl, you kind of, you know what I mean? That ain't really, that ain't cool. Girl, that, you know, they don't want to move better.
Yeah.
You need to leave them people alone because if they can't even, if they don't even want to move better from themselves, how can that person better you
exactly.
and tell you what you doing wrong? You know what I mean? So, yeah,
I think we're
good on that.
Speaking on going in on that too, like a lot of the people's friends and people they know, like, do be doing some shaky ass shit and people don't speak on it.
Right.
So we gotta leave that shit in 2017.
I'm good on that.
Leave your people who doing shaky shit. So next year, let's speak on it. Like, hey, that was foul. Like, you see somebody doing some cornball clown shit. Hey, call them out on it.
Call them out.
You don't gotta call them out on it where, you know, in public. You could hit them in the text like, yo, that shit.
On to the side.
Like, yo, that shit, you know, that shit mad whack. You know, if they get mad, then they just get mad. But a lot of people. It's cool with people. I'm sure I might even have been guilty of it being, if you see me like, yo, that's your man's, I get that. That shit whack. And then I'll handle it like that. But yeah, a lot of people cool with folk who do cornball, whack ass
stuff.
Right. And they just be, no, you got to call them out on that.
Got to. What I'm also leaving in 2017 is being financially irresponsible.
Woo!
Like throwing away your money and just, you know you can't afford it and you can't afford to go there. You can't afford to buy this, but you want to and you have it. Just because you have it doesn't mean you can't afford
it.
You know what I mean?
You can't buy that shit 3 times.
Exactly. So like, you know, I did a lot of that in my youth. Like I have it. Like I'm going to get it back. You know what I mean? So I'm just about to blow it. No, sweetie.
And like, don't let people pressure you either.
Exactly.
Because if you ain't you got it, they're not going to be able to. They ain't going to be the.
You ain't paying this bill. Yeah. That's about to be past due. So I'm done with being financially irresponsible. This is the season of financial discipline. I'm disciplining myself. I'm saving. I'm paying down my credit so my credit can be in tip-top shape because I'm old now. Like I keep saying, I'm ready to live a meaningful, purposeful life. All right, I'm setting myself up to get married. I don't want no nigga who's about to come with all this debt and don't got nothing saved. So yeah. Why would I present myself as somebody who, you know what I mean? So not even just for him, for me. You know what I mean? So I can be that. So, yeah. Financial discipline is what we're taking 2018.
Let her pick up that check in 2018, fellas.
Bruh.
Let her pick up that check. Like, I know you tell you probably been on, you probably paid for more dates than she has ever in her life. So let her pick up that check next year. Let her get it. And if she feels some type of way about it, then that's not the one that God has for you. 2018, fellas, the first date you go on. Matter of fact, you can start that shit now. Let her, if she, no more fake reaching next year. If you fake reach, you got it.
You got it.
You got it. Because we all have jobs. We all work. If you work, you can afford this.
Yeah.
Let her pick up the tab. First date, I don't care. We don't always, it don't always got to be on us.
That's crazy.
Let her pick up that, that check next year.
So we leaving fake reaching in 2017.
I'm leaving it there.
Okay.
She can fake. Hey, if you fake reach, you got it. Right. Oh, you, that's you. You got it.
You got it. I'm leaving the incapability to take responsibility and accountability for my actions. You know what I mean? Like, I want to put some action to me changing. If I'm saying I'm going to change for the better, I'm going to actively change for the better. I was doing that in 2017, but I'm really about to get serious about it in 2018. Yeah. Like, you know, like, everybody, nobody's perfect. So maybe you shouldn't be striving for perfection, but you could be striving to be just a little bit better than where you were. If you know you have a little lying problem, stop lying. You know, just be quiet, you know, when you want to lie. If you have a problem with me, personally, I have a problem sometimes when I get upset, you know, it's over for you. You know? It's a done deal. But you know what? The first step to how I'm going to channel that, well, do better with that, is to be quiet. You know what I mean? Don't start talking when I'm upset. Because, you know, I'm going to, my voice is going to raise, which is probably unnecessary. I might insult you, but not disrespectfully. I might be petty. You know what I mean? I'm working on being petty. Yeah. And that's another thing. Moving on to whatever you should leave in 2017. Let's leave this petty stuff in 2017. Like, it's not cute. Nah, bro, that being petty is not cute. Be mature. Like, it used to be cute when you was, like, 21.
Because I was going to say, stop letting people do shit to you and you not do nothing about it. Nah, we calling folk out if they want to throw hands and we're handling it in 2018. Like, I'm tired of, you know, you doing, and this happens to me a lot. Somebody will do something to me and then I'll react and then I'm the bad guy. No more.
No more?
No more.
You putting your foot
if
down?
If you start it, I will finish it how I see fit.
Mm.
And that's what 2018, finish things how you see fit.
Finish things how you see fit.
If someone starts it. Now, if you're starting stuff, don't do that. But if you're really minding your business and people fucking with you, finish it how you see fit.
Okay. True. That's interesting.
Another thing I want to leave is tardiness.
Yeah, man. I'm going to really try to work on that.
Yeah. Because I'm late for work a lot. I mean, it just doesn't really look good.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm late for always, everything.
Upset with me. I mean, I feel him. I be with him. Like, he can't. I don't be trying to, like, go. You're right. You're
boss.
Right. I'm sorry. And I think that's probably why they let me do my sin, because I'm not really trying to
be right.
Because I'd be sad. Like, he be had his hand down. I'd be having my hand down, too. Like, nigga, this hurts me, too. This hurts. I'm sorry.
I don't mean to let you down.
But I feel like, you know, just being a, you know, part of being a man and, you know, handling responsibility.
Yeah.
Just be punctual.
Yes.
My dad tried to instill that into me and it didn't work.
It didn't work.
But I'll start tomorrow.
Good for you. I'm going to start tomorrow too.
And I tell myself all the time, be early, and then I wake up, yeah, fuck it.
Right.
But I just go to sleep at a decent time and everything.
I don't respect time. Like, even when I'm just going out, I don't know. I just feel as though, like, I need, like, when it's time to start getting dressed, I'm still like, oh, but it's early though. Like, it's still early. Like,
okay.
And then when I do start to get dressed, I'm just like, okay, well, maybe I started too late. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But punctuality is something that I will.
Punctuality, yeah.
And like I said at work, now I know sometimes, you know, if you're going out, if I'm going out and shit, then no, I'm not held in no time limit. I'm going to show up when I show up. Yeah.
But if niggas waiting for you, then.
Oh, yeah. If niggas waiting for something that we have an event that's, you know, yeah, then I'll do that. But other than that, don't rush me, especially on the weekend. Like, this is my time.
And
if I'm late, I'm late. If I don't show up, oh, well, I'm in the bed. Happy.
Okay. This year I'm leaving I'm leaving apathy and like just laziness. Like I've been really lazy and just not motivated to do anything. I've been unmotivated, and I'm really leaving that. Actually, I'm leaving that here today.
Today, okay.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm really going to be on something like let's get it. Like sometimes I have my bouts of let's get it, but I do the let's get it to the things that I want, like my side hustles.
Okay,
not like my main joints. Like I should be looking for another 9-to-5 that's better than the one I got. Until my side hustles carry me to where it needs to carry me.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I want to pick up the mindset in 2018 that I'm going to do what I have to do in order to do what I want to do. You know what I mean? My event's not going to carry me right now. You know, this podcast not going to carry me right now. So I got to do what I got to do.
And I need to put more energy into my side stuff and other things like that. I mean, because I do, you know, I work my job and shit like that. But I need to find energy for other things. And shit that I say I'm gonna do that today and don't do it. No, if I say I'm gonna do something today,
let's do it.
Do that shit. Don't go to sleep until you do it.
I like it.
Don't let the man drain me.
Don't let the man drain you. Word. I like that. That was a really nice list of things that we got to do.
And we could go on
and on and on. On, right? But that's good. Like I think we got what we need. I hope that kind of inspired you to leave some stuff in the year. Hey, but we want to know, like, what do you want to leave? In this year and take well and pick up for 2018 or continue doing in 2018, use hashtag beauty and the trail or just add us beauty and trail on Twitter and let us know what you want to do. Okay,
let us know.
All right, we don't got no BNT letter.
Nah,
we don't. Okay, but we do have that episode last week for you to check out.
Yeah, and if you still haven't listened to it yet, stop this now or after this and go listen to it.
Boom.
Really, it was really a good one.
Yeah.
We enjoyed Young Crazy.
Yeah.
Real, real cool dude.
Appreciate him. Thank you, Rod Baby, for setting that up. All right.
All right, y'all. We'll holler at y'all next week.